Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been re-elected, and Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
President Erdogan's supporters celebrated across the country with news of his victory. According to Turkey's official news agency, Erdogan secured nearly 53% of the vote. The opposition had initially contested the result, claiming the result was announced while many votes were still uncounted. But the main presidential challenger, Muharrem İnce, in a message sent to a Turkish news anchor, acknowledged Erdogan's victory, but claimed the election was unfair. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
North Korea has decided to skip one of the key elements on its calendar. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports experts wonder if this is another sign of a changing tone.
The annual anti-US imperialism rally will be characterized by fist-pumping, flag-waving, and slogan-shouting masses rallying to kick off a month of anti-US Korean War-focused events designed to strengthen nationalism and unity. At last year's event, there was a reported 100,000 people in attendance. The nation even issued special anti-US postage stamps. Now state officials have no on-the-record comment on the decision not to hold the event this year, but Associated Press staff in the North Korean capital have confirmed it would not be held. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang told French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe on Monday that China was planning to buy lots of airplanes this year and was willing to continue talks with France on buying Airbus aircraft. Li made the comments in front of reporters at the Great Hall of the People in Beijing. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday people who enter the United States illegally should be deported with no judges or court cases. In a string of Twitter comments, Mr. Trump contended that our system is a mockery to good immigration policy and law and order. The American Civil Liberties Union responded by saying what President Trump suggested is both illegal and unconstitutional. Mr. Trump's demand to end that legal process would face stiff opposition in Congress. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini said the EU member states are looking into supporting the restarting of negotiations on Yemen.
We will look at how the European Union and its member states can support this work, face a dramatic humanitarian situation in Yemen. We're doing a lot for humanitarian aid, but we are today focusing also on the way in which we can support the restarting of negotiations on Yemen.
Mogherini also urged EU member countries to put more money into an Africa trust fund as the bloc looks to set up migrant screening centers outside of Europe. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis laid out plans for a less contentious, more open dialogue with Chinese leaders as he travels to Asia less than a month after he slammed Beijing at an international conference for its militarization of islands in the South China Sea.
So I want to go in right now without basically poisoning the well at this point, as if my mind's already made up. I'm going there to have a conversation.
According to officials, a key topic of the discussions later this week will be the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and the role China can play considering its longstanding friendship with North Korea. Uber heads to London on Monday to go to court in a bid to overturn a decision to strip it of its license in the most important European market the country has. Reuters' David Doyle has those details.
The appeal will be heard over 3 days, and a decision could take weeks, and is then likely to be subject to further appeal by the losing side, meaning the whole legal process could take years. In the meantime, Uber can continue operating in the city.
That was Reuters' David Doyle. State radio said one person died on Monday from injuries after an explosion rocked Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa's Saturday campaign rally in the city of Bulawayo. Mnangagwa escaped unhurt, and police have said they were searching for a motive for the blast that injured 49 people. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.